जया गोपीजनबल्लभा जया गिरिवरधारी जया गिरिवरधारी। जया गोपीजनबल्लभा जया गिरिवरधारी जया गिरिवरधारी। जया यशोदानन्दना जया ब्रजजनरञ्जना। जया यशोदानन्दना जया ब्रजजनरञ्जना। जया यमुनतीरावनचारी जया यमुनतीरावनचारी। जय राधामाधव जय कुञ्जविहारी। जय राधामाधव जय कुञ्जविहारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। जय राधा वृंदन विहारी राधा वृंदन विहारी राधे। జయ రాధా మదన్ మోహన్ రాధా మదన్ మోహన్ రాధే. జయ గిరి గోవర్ధన్ గిరి గోవర్ధన్ గిరి గోవర్ధన్ జయ గిరి గోవర్ధన్. జయ గౌరనితాయ 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 జయ గౌరనితా. జయ జయ ప్రభుపాద 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 ప్రభుపాద. జయ జయ గురుదే. నితై గౌర హరి బోల్ హరి బోల్ హరి బోల్ హరి బోల్. హరినామ సంకీర్తన్ కీ శ్రీ ప్రభుపాద కీ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరే. నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా. భగవతి ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్ఠికే. కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరాంధస్య జ్ఞానంజనశలాకయా చక్షురున్మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీగురవే నమః. నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రేష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే. నమస్తే సరస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేషశూన్యవాదీ పాశ్చాత్యదేశతారిణే. నమో మహావదాన్యాయ కృష్ణప్రేమప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణచైతన్య నామ్నే గౌరతుషే నమః. పంచతత్వాత్మకం కృష్ణ భక్తరూపస్వరూపకం భక్తావతారం భక్తాక్షం नमामि भक्तशक्तिकम्। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यः कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण आई वुड लाइक टू वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू फॉर दिस सेशन। टुडे आई डिस्कसिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 5 वर्स नंबर 7-9। यदा न पश्यति यथा गुणेयहम् स्वार्थे प्रमत्तः सहसा विपाशेत् गतस्मृति विन्दन्ति तततापान् आसाद्य महितुनम् अगरम् अंजः आसाद्य महितुनम् अगरम् अज्ञः यदा न पश्यति यथा गुणेयः स्वार्थे प्रमत्तः सहसा विपश्येत् गतस्मृतिः विन्दन्ति तत्र तापान् आसाद्य मैथुन्यमागरम् अज्ञः यदा न पश्यति अयथः गुणेयहम् स्वार्थे प्रमत्तः सहसा विपश्येत् गतस्मृतिः विन्दन्ति तत्र तापान् आसाद्य मैथुनमागरम् अज्ञः यथा न पश्यति अयथा गुणेयहम् स्वार्थे प्रमता सहसा विपश्येत् गता स्मृतिर्विन्दन्ति तत्र तापान् आसाद्य मैथुन्यमागारमज्ञा मतजिस्
यथा न पश्यति
Smritivindanti tata tapan. Asadhya maithunam agaram agyaham. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki yada, when, na, not, pasyati, sees, ayatha, unnecessary, gunahiyam, endeavor to satisfy the senses, swarthe, in self-interest, pramataha, mad, sahasa, very soon, vipaschit, even one advanced in knowledge, gatasprutihi, being forgetful, vindanti, gates, tatra, there, tapan, material miseries, asadhya, getting, maithunyam, based on sexual intercourse, agaram, a home, agyaha, being foolish. Translation. Even though one may be very learned and wise, he is mad if he doesn't understand that the endeavor for sense gratification is a useless waste of time. Being forgetful of his own interest, he tries to be happy in this material world. Centering his interest around his home, which is based on sexual intercourse and which brings him all kinds of material miseries. In this way, one is no better than a foolish animal. Purport. In the lowest stage of devotional life, one is not an unalloyed devotee. Anya abhilasita sunyam jnana karmadi anamrutam. To be an unalloyed devotee, one must be freed from all material desires and untouched by fruitive activity and speculative knowledge. On the lower platform, one may sometimes be interested in philosophical speculation with a tinge of devotion. However, at that stage, one is still interested in sense gratification and is contaminated by the modes of material nature. The influence of Maya is so strong that even a person advanced in knowledge actually forgets that he is Krishna's eternal servant. Therefore, remains satisfied in his householder life, which is centered around sexual intercourse. Concerning to a life of sex, he agrees to suffer all kinds of material miseries. Due to ignorance, one is thus bound by the chain of material loss. Verse number 8. We'll read translation. The attraction between male and female is the basic principle of material existence. On the basis of this misconception, which ties together the hearts of the male and female, one becomes attracted to his body, home, property, children, relatives, and wealth. In this way, one increases life's illusion and thinks in terms of I and mine. Verse number 9. When the strong knot in the heart of a person implicated in material life due to the result of past action is slackened, one turns away from his attachment to home, wife and children. In this way, one gives up the basic principle of illusion, I and mine, and becomes liberated. Thus, one goes to the transcendental world. Purport. When by associating with sadhus and engaging in devotional service, one is gradually freed from material conception due to knowledge. Practice and detachment, the knot of attachment in the heart, is slackened. Thus one gets freed from conditioned life and become eligible to return home back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. The Hare Krishna. So in this section, Srila Prabhupada very nicely explains the cause of bondage. At the same time, verse 9, he explains the process of liberation also. Therefore, today we'll discuss this subject matter through a heading, Action for Liberation. So generally, it is known to everyone in Vedic society that karma binds the living entities in this material world. It is a general understanding of general people. But in reality, Gita explains that how by action one can be attain liberation. Therefore, it is not completely right to say that karma binds. Yes, karma binds, but there is a karma, there is a action, there is a activity by which one can attain also liberation. The Gita starts with this context. Arjun says that I want to take sannyas and I want to attain liberation. I want to be free from these problems and anxieties, difficulties of this warfare and material world. This is the context of Bhagavad Gita. But Lord Krishna speaks Gita and he speaks in such a way that he establishes that by action we can attain liberation, then renunciation easily. The action is an easy process to get liberation, then to get liberation through renunciation. That is exactly the real subject matter of Gita. Therefore, the prime message of Gita is how to attain liberation by action. The prime subject matter of Gita is not renunciation, but action. And how it is, we will see all these things. But first of all, we should understand, we'll try to understand that it is very difficult to understand the intricacies of karma. Therefore, Lord Krishna says, 4.16, Kim karma kim akarma iti kavayapi atra mohita tatte karma pravakshami yadgyatva mukshyase asubhat. The Lord says, what is karma, what is akarma, what is vikarma? It is very difficult to understand even for kavayo. Even for a scholarly person, even for a intellectual person, even for a so-called modern educated English-speaking person, that is very difficult to understand. That is kavayo api atra mahita. Even for a scientist, tatte karma pravikhyami. I will speak the truth about the karma. Yadgyantva, after knowing this, mukhya se asubhat. One can be free from bondage. So what is dharma, what is adharma, what is karma, what is vikarma, and what is akarma? These subject matters are very difficult to understand by great scholars. So by this statement, kavayo api atra mohita, Lord Krishna wants to speak that don't try to take spiritual knowledge from a person with material qualification, with material power and position, with material education. Therefore, Krishna rejects the process, modern process to accept the spiritual knowledge. There are many gurus nowadays who has no gurus in their life. There are many acharyas nowadays who has no acharya behind them. There are many Bhagavan, they don't believe in Bhagavan, but the disciples believe them that they are Bhagavan. That is the problem in the modern society. Therefore, Lord says, kavaya api atra mohita. Then who will speak about this intricacies of spirituality? Nowadays in India, if you see, there are 6 places where people try to get spiritual knowledge. First place is Paan ka Dukan. Second place is Nai ka Dukan. थर्ड प्लेस इज दारू पिया हुआ आदमी, फोर्थ प्लेस इज ट्रेन का डब्बा, एंड फिफ्थ प्लेस इज गूगल गुरु, एंड सिक्स्थ प्लेस इज गगल गुरु. गगल गुरु मीन्स देर आर वेरी डिफरेंट पर्सनैलिटीज, कलरली पर्सनैलिटी, दे हैव बिग बिग गगल्स एंड दे ट्राई टू स्पीक अबाउट स्पिरिचुअलिटी. बट इन रियलिटी दीज आर नॉट द रियल वे टू अटेन स्पिरिचुअल नॉलेज. श्रीमद् भागवतम 6.3.19 सेज द रियल वे टू अंडरस्टैंड टू एक्सेप्ट स्पिरिचुअलिटी. धर्मं तु साक्षात् भगवत् प्रणीतं न वै विदुहृषय नापि देवः न सिद्धमुख्यः असुरमनुष्यः कुतश्च विद्याधर चरणादयः. तो श्रीमद्भागवतम सेज धर्मं तु साक्षात् भगवत् प्रणीतं. दिस इंट्रिकेसीज ऑफ धर्म, कर्म, अकर्म, विकर्म इज प्रिस्क्राइब्ड बाय भगवान हिमसेल्फ. न वै विदुः ऋषय न अपि देवा. दिस इंट्रिकेसीज इज अननोन टू इवन वेरी वेरी क्वालिफाइड ऋषिस, वैदिक ऋषिस, नॉट देवाः. द देवतास ऑल्सो कांट अंडरस्टैंड हु आर वेरी क्वालिफाइड इन वैदिक नॉलेज एंड हु इज एग्जैक्टली लिविंग ए प्योर अरिस्टोक्रेटिक लाइफ इन हेवनली प्लैनेट. बट दे कांट अंडरस्टैंड द इंट्रिकेसीज ऑफ कर्म एंड धर्म. न सिद्ध मुख्य असुर मनुष्य. दे आर डिफरेंट पर्सनैलिटी इन डिफरेंट प्लैनेट्स इन सिद्धलोका. द चीफ पर्सनैलिटीज इन सिद्धलोक, सिद्ध मुख्य ऑर्डिनरी पर्सनैलिटी इन सिद्धलोका नहीं, द चीफ पर्सनैलिटीज असुर. द राक्षस कांट अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट टू स्पीक अप मनुष्य, ह्यूमन बींग्स. कुतश्च विद्याधर चरणादय, व्हाट टू स्पीक अप अदर पर्सनैलिटी हू स्टेस इन विद्याधर लोको, इन चारण लोक. द पॉइंट इज दैट इज भर्स सेज दैट धर्मम तो साक्षात भगवत प्रणीतम. इस धर्म, द इंट्रिकेसीज ऑफ धर्म एंड कर्म कैन बी अंडरस्टूड ओनली बाय गॉड. देयरफॉर हु रिजेक्ट कृष्णा, हु रिजेक्ट राम एंड स्पीक्स अबाउट धर्म एंड कर्म, वन शुड रिजेक्ट देम बिकॉज दिस इज नॉट द सब्जेक्ट मैटर फॉर देम टू स्पीक. बिकॉज धर्मम तो साक्षात भगवत प्रणीतम. एंड इट इज सेड ऑल्सो इन महाभारत दैट वी विल ट्राई टू अंडरस्टैंड बाय तर्क, बाय अवर वैदिक शास्त्र. नो, इट इज नॉट पॉसिबल. तो युधिष्ठिर महाराज सेज तर्क अप्रतिष्ठ श्रुतय विभिन्न न एक मुनियस्य वच प्रमाणम धर्मस्य तत्त्वं निहितं गुहायं महाजनेन गतस्य पंथ. तर्क अप्रतिष्ठ, बाय लॉजिकल आर्गुमेंट और बाय इंटेलिजेंस वी कांट अंडरस्टैंड द इंट्रिकेसीज ऑफ गॉड, कर्मा, धर्मा, ऑल दीज थिंग्स. तर्क अप्रतिष्ठ, तर्क के द्वारा प्रतिष्ठा नहीं हो सकता है, प्रमाण किया नहीं जा सकता है. एक तर्क दूसरे तर्क को काट सकता है. Therefore, understanding God, understanding dharma, understanding karma, it is not a thing to understand through intellect, through logic. It is beyond logic and beyond intellect. Srutaya vivirna, and there are different srutis, Vedic shastras, and that speaks differently about what is liberation, what is bondage, what is God, what is dharma, what is adharma. Therefore, it is very difficult to understand from Shrutis also. Nayaka Muni Yasya Vacha Pramanam. There is no one single rishi whose words can be understood. The real, can be accepted as truth to understand the essence of Vedic knowledge. There is no such Muni who has expressed his view and established that this is the way of dharma. Then how could you understand? Dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhyam. It is very difficult to understand the real process, real purpose of dharma and karma. Mahajana ena gatasapantha. By following the Mahajans, great personalities or devotees of Lord Krishna, then everyone will say, I am also a Mahajan. Therefore, we should follow me. Therefore, Shastra already explained who are the Mahajans. Shastra has given the name of Mahajans and we have to follow that Mahajans. Swayambhu Narada Sambhu Kumara Kapila Manuhum Prahlada Janaka Bhisma Balir Vayasakihi Bayam Dwadasa Ete Vijanima Dharmam Bhagavatam Bhata Guiham Visuddham Durvadham Yadgyatva Amrutam Asnute. So there are 12 Mahajans. That is Swayambhu, Lord Brahma, Narada, Narad Muni, Sambhu, Lord Shiva, Kumara, four Kumaras, Kapila Munihi, Kapila, Lord Kapila, Manu Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Janak Maharaj, Bhishma Dev, Bali Maharaj, Sukhdev Goswami, and Yamaraj. So this is 12 Mahajan. So 12 Mahajan exactly nahi hai, 15 Mahajan hai. Kyunki Kumara, char Kumaras hai. तो 12 और 3 आप जोड़ेंगे तो 15 महाजन्स. तो दैट इज एग्जैक्टली फ्रॉम दिस 15 महाजन वी कैन अंडरस्टैंड द रियल इंट्रिकेसीज ऑफ धर्मा कर्मा एंड गॉड. एंड इफ समवन इज नॉट फॉलोइंग दिस 15 महाजन्स दे द इंटेलिजेंस पर्सन रिजेक्ट देम बिकॉज महाजन एन गतस्य पंथ. तो दिस इज द वे टू अंडरस्टैंड स्क्रिप्चर to understand the real nature of karma and dharma. Just as nowadays, if you see in this area, Boisar and Palghar, there are very chemical, there are many chemical factories, pharmaceutical industries, and they are making medicine. And the person who is making medicine, or the person who qualified himself as B.Tech or M.Tech, those who are making medicines, they can't make medicines by their mental speculation. And what type of medicine is required, what type of ingredient, and what is the quantity, what is the process, all are set by the scientist. And government is exactly introduced this. The pharmaceutical person has to follow this. He can change the system or process, but he can't change the ingredient and quality, quantity. That has to be followed. Similarly, the real spiritual master or real guru, real personality who speaks about God, karma and dharma, all these things, he has to follow the examples set by the spiritual scientist and who are known as Mahajan. And there are 15 scientists, 15 Mahajans explain, minimum 15 are explained here. So one has to follow these scientists. Aur apna dimag se kaam karenge, to generally kya ho sakta hai? Problem ho sakta hai. Therefore, just as we take medicine from an authorized source, similarly, we take spiritual medicine from an authorized source. But the problem is that everyone can speak about spiritual matters. If someone is passed out from IIT, IAS officer, can speak English nicely, explain philosophy very clearly with nice English explanation, people think that he is great and following them. But there are very famous personality who generally says, I have not read Gita. But he has written many books and people are exactly reading that books. So this is exactly a problem in the modern society. Therefore, we should try to understand this philosophy of Krishna consciousness through a authorized way. Even Shankaracharya says, Ekam Sastram Devaki Putra Gitam एक देव देवकी पुत्र एवं एकम मंत्र तस्य नमानि यानि कर्मापि एकम तस्य देवस्य सेवा. तो लॉर्ड शंकराचार्य सेज एकम शास्त्रम देवकी पुत्र गीतम. देयर इज लेट देयर बी वन शास्त्र दैट इज गीता. देन लेट देयर बी वन गॉड दैट इज लॉर्ड कृष्णा द सन ऑफ देवकी. लेट देयर बी वन मंत्र द नेम ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा. एंड लेट देयर बी वन कर्म the service to Lord Krishna. So this is the conclusion of Vedic philosophers. But nowadays many philosophers are there. They don't exactly ally with this great personalities. Therefore, it is very logical to reject them and accept the parampara system to understand the Vedic intricacies of karma and dharma. The three types of karma is there. So Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 4.17, कर्मण हि अपि बोधव्यम बोधव्यम च विकर्मण अकर्मण च बोधव्यम गहना कर्मण गति. द लॉर्ड सेज गहना कर्मण गति. इट्स वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू अंडरस्टैंड द इंट्रिकेसीज ऑफ कर्मा. Therefore, I will speak about karma, vikarma, and akarma. And what is karma, what is vikarma, and what is akarma? So you can say general three types of karma: punya karma, papa karma, and akarma. So when karma plus dharma equal to punya karma. And what is dharma? Vedic prescription. Karma plus adharma, that is exactly which is against Vedic prescription, that is vikarma. So karma plus adharma, or you can say deviation, that is vikarma. And karma plus Krishna's intention, that is akarma or bhakti. We'll see all these things. There are three things. In Gita, if you see, Arjun first comes and says, I will not fight. But at the end, he says, Karishya Vachanam Tava. The three things are there: Karishya Vachanam Mana, Karishya Vachanam Veda, Karishya Vachanam Tava. Jab Karishya Vachanam Mama or Mana, that is exactly papa karma. Karishya Vachanam Veda, Veda jo bol raha hai, wahi karna, that is exactly punya karma. Karishya Vachanam Tava, what Krishna says I will do, that is exactly bhakti. And when you do punya karma, then that leads to higher planets, that gives peaceful life. So Karishya Vachanam Veda gives peaceful life, and Karishya Vachanam Mama gives painful life, and Karishya Vachanam Tava gives which is beyond the reaction, that is blissful emotion, not blissful life. Okay. I have written blissful emotion, because kabhi kabhi life mein bliss nahi hota, lekin emotionally log satisfied rehte, that is therefore main sooch kiya aisa emotion sooch kiya. So therefore vikarma gives a painful reaction, and punya karma gives peaceful reaction, but akarma gives blissful emotion. And Arjun did it. Arjun first came with Karishya Vachanam Mama, pratishodh lene ke liye aaya, that is Karishya Vachanam Mana. Then first chapter mein says that I heard that killing relatives is not prescribed in Vedas, that Karishya Vachanam Veda. After hearing Gita, he said Karishya Vachanam Tava. So what Gita says? Gita generally elevate us from the platform of Karishya Vachanam Mama to Karishya Vachanam to Karishya Vachanam Veda, and from there Karishya Vachanam Tava. That is therefore Lord says Traigunya Vishaya Veda Nishtraigunyam Bhavarjuna. The Veda ka jo description hai, it is based on three modes of nature. Nishtraya Bhavarjuna. So how it is possible? By devotional service. Therefore, Gita is not changing action, but Gita is changing intention. Our intention determines our destination, not just our action. And how it is, we will see. There is a differentiation between prescription and intention. Prescription is recommendation of Lord Krishna through Veda, but his intention is protection of soul from material existence. Krishna's intention is protecting the soul. Main intention is protection of the soul from this material existence. And there are many prescriptions in Vedas for happy life. Elevation of soul from material world to spiritual world, and for material consciousness to spiritual consciousness, this is the intention of Krishna. If following prescription of Veda helps us for spiritual elevation, that means we are following Krishna's intention. If following prescription of Veda helps us for spiritual elevation, that means we are following Krishna's intention. But by following prescription, even following prescription which doesn't help us for spiritual elevation, that means we are not following Krishna's intention. Although we are following prescription. Therefore, there is prescription is different from intention of Krishna. The intention means it is always tries to free the soul from tension. That is the intention of Krishna. If following Vedic prescription, it doesn't help the soul for elevation, for spiritual elevation, That is exactly you are not following intention of Krishna. I will give some examples. Hanumanji. The Hanuman is a brahmachari. And the real rule for a brahmachari, he should not associate with women. Should not see women. This is the Vedic prescription. This should be followed a brahmachari very carefully and seriously. And Hanuman has followed it carefully. No one is greater brahmachari than Hanuman, till now also. But when he went to Lanka to find Sita, he has to see all the women inside the palace of Ravana with different clothes, and some are without cloth also. Or Hanuman has to see them. And in Ramayana, where Valmiki Ramayana very explicitly explains, Hanuman exactly goes near to them and torch laga ke dekhte hain ki exactly kaun Sita hai ya nahi. Then he comes out from that palace and thought, exactly I am a brahmachari or I am violating the rules of brahmachari. And he gives many arguments, apne aap ko puchte hain. But at the end he says, no, still I am a brahmachari. Because my mind is not agitated and I am doing it because it is the intention of Lord Ram. The Ram's prescription is that don't see any woman. But Ram's intention is find Sita. For that he has to do it. Therefore Hanuman is rejecting Vedic prescription but accepting Krishna's or Ram's intention. Therefore it is devotion and it has the potency for liberation. By this action, by this type of action, we can be liberated from this material bondage. Therefore, there is no need of renunciation. But we have to understand the real action for liberation. In Mahabharata, if you see the examples, Bhishmadeva followed his vows throughout his life that I am not going to marry. I am going to protect Hastinapur and Kauravas, Pandavas. Especially Kauravas, who are the king of that Hastinapur. He followed it throughout the life. Following vow is a Vedic prescription. If you have taken the vow, failed to follow, that is pap, that is sin. For that, we have to suffer. Therefore, in Vedic scripture, the Vedic personalities follow their vows very strictly, without any deviation. And for Bhishmadev, there is many chances, many opportunities came to disobey the vows, but he followed it. But what happened by following this vow? In the Vastraharana of Draupadi, he remained silence. So this is the exactly problem. He followed Vedic prescription. Similarly, Yudhishthira Maharaj also followed the vow that he will follow the superiors. First gambling match, he lost. Disruption was there. Second, he was called, came, and he lost kingdom, went to forest for 13 years. But while disruption of Draupadi, Yudhishthira remained calm. And Pandavas, other Pandavas, they have taken the vows that they will follow Yudhishthira Maharaj. They will also remain silent. If you see, Bhishmadev, Yudhishthira Maharaj, and other Pandavas follow Vedic prescription strictly. But here, externally if you see, internal things we will discuss for other time. But here externally you see that they fail to follow the intention of Krishna. And what is the intention of Krishna? Protection of Draupadi. And Krishna came as Vastra and protect Draupadi. That is the exactly intention of Krishna. And here they fail to follow the intention of Krishna. Therefore, when we fail to follow the intention of Krishna, but stick with the only prescription, that is exactly become an obstacle for our devotional service. But ye teen examples fir se main leta hun. Bhishmadev, when he was fighting against Pandavas, but when he saw that Krishna intended to kill him, Krishna broke his vow and intended to kill him. At that time, Bhishma decided, I have to change my intention also. I have to follow the intention of Krishna. Therefore, although he is fighting against Pandavas, he is there for the victory of Kauravas, but he revealed the secret of his death to Arjuna. That you just bring Shikhandi, keep him before me, and I will left all weapons and you can kill me. So he revealed his secret because he want to follow the intention. As a Kshatriya, he is there to fight for Kaurava's victory. This is prescribed for him. But at the end, he changed his intention. Although he has the power of Ichha Mrutu, he used his Ichha to fulfill the desire, the Ichha of Lord Krishna. And that is exactly devotion. So when you use your intent or intention to fulfill the intention of Krishna, even for some time, we break the prescription of Vedas. In case of Yudhishthira Maharaj also, if you see, Yudhishthira Maharaj is known for his truth, Satyavadi Raja. But Lord Krishna planned in such a way, Yudhishthira Maharaj has to speak the lie, Aswastamahata, in order to kill Dronacharya. He has some hesitation, but he has to follow. He followed the intention of Krishna. So in this way, sometimes they very strictly attest to the prescription, but at the end they can understand that the real prescription of Lord Krishna is to follow his intention. In case of Kunti Maharani, if you see, Kunti Maharani went to Karna and revealed her heart that Karna, you are not the son of Radha, but you are the son of myself. You are my son. Main kabhi sochta why Kunti Maharani went to Karna? Because Kunti Maharani very well, very clearly knows that Karna is not going to hear this, accept it. But still he went there. And Lord Krishna also went to Karna to speak the same thing. Both Krishna and Kunti Maharani went to Karna and revealed his identity. And Karna rejected their proposal to fight for the Pandavas. And he fought against Pandavas. Rejected Krishna, rejected Kunti. But both Krishna and Kunti can go to Yudhishthira Maharaj. And they can spoke the truth that Karna is your brother. Then what will happen? That Yudhishthira Maharaj, generally after hearing this, he could have give up the kingdom to Karna. And Karna could have give up the kingdom to Duryodhana to establish Adharma. Due to this reason, both Krishna and Kunti want to protect Karna. Kunti want to protect her son. And Krishna also want to protect Karna. But not by sacrificing the establishment of Dharma. Therefore, their real goal is the protection of Dharma. Krishna's intention is protection of Dharma. Therefore, Kunti followed the intention of Krishna. Therefore, he never went to Yudhishthira Maharaj, but went to Karna. After he came to know that Karna is not going to fight for Pandavas, she remained silent. Because her intention is protection of Dharma, not protection of Karna. Therefore, sometimes there are great personalities who sacrifice their great attachment for the fulfillment of Krishna's intention. Even Krishna also follow prescribed duties as a king, as a well-wisher. But his intention is protection of Dharma. He never compromised his intention. The Krishna never compromised his intention just to follow the prescription. Therefore, devotees should not also compromise intention of Krishna. It's like that. Therefore, Mother Kunti sacrificed his son, but never sacrificed Krishna's intention. That is real devotion. But in case of Gandhari followed Vedic prescription as a chaste lady. But her intention is protection of Duryodhan. But Krishna's intention is destruction of Duryodhan. He tried, she tried to protect Duryodhan, but at the end what happened? Krishna's intention is got victory. The point is that you may be following Vedic prescriptions very seriously, but if you are not following the intention of Krishna, accept Krishna's intention, then exactly that karma is not leads to liberation. Modern example I will give you, how intention and prescription acts. So in our modern scenario, in modern Indian politics, if you see, there are surgical strike and air strike. According to the international agreement, LOC is there. No Indian soldier can cross over the LOC. This is the prescription of international agreement. But when the government said that we have to cross over the LOC and do the air strike and do the surgical strike, and the soldiers did it, and they are glorified like anything. So this is the intention of government now. There is a prescription that should not cross over LOC. But the intention now says cross over it and kill the armies. Therefore, breaking prescription law for protecting the goal of prescription is very, very important. So what is the goal of prescription? Vedic goal of prescription is elevation of the soul. If that goal is protected, even by breaking the prescription of Vedic scripture, that is okay. But for all time, we should not do it. And for that thing, we have to understand the intention of Krishna. And how can you understand the intention of Krishna? So there is a system, and that is Guru. Who is Guru? Guru is the embodiment of intention of Krishna. We do not know what is intention of Krishna, but Guru knows what is the intention of Krishna. Therefore, when we follow Guru, that means we are following the intention of Krishna, and that is devotion, and that leads to liberation. So I can give you last example. Bus driver and train driver or motorman. The bus driver has the freedom where to go, which route to choose for his destination. He can choose different route according to his mind. And he has the experience. Last time, he was going to the road, there was no problem. So he can follow it by his experience, own experience. But if he has gone on the road, the road is closed. Why? Because there is a tree fell. Why? Because in the area, there were riots. Something happened, the road is closed. So he followed his experience and followed the direction, right direction, his experience, but still he can't reach the destination. But in train, what happens? Train motor, jo motorman, rehta hai, he has no choice to follow, he has to follow the direction of the station master for route. Okay, speed control uske paas hai, but kaun sa route mein jana, wo station master decide karta hai. And according to that decision of the station master, he rides the train and reaches the destination. Because station master knows, abhi kahan par kaun sa route mein problem hai, kaun sa train aaya raha hai, isko side karke rakhna hai, kya karna hai, details he knows very well. Isiliye jo motorman hai, he follows the station master seriously. If he doesn't follow, then he will face the accident. So we have our choice. We can follow spiritual master. He is the station master. Okay, for us. And by his direction, if you follow without accident, we can attain our destination. But bus driver jaise rahenge, to kabhi kabhi destination milega aur kabhi kabhi destination nahi milega. And bus driver ke liye theek hai, is sansar mein destination dhoondna aasan ho sakta hai. But to attain the spiritual destination, we have to follow the station master. That is spiritual master. Because he knows which route is going to where and what time it is required and what is the situation of now. For that we have to change the route, change the direction, change the policy. All these things are there. That is decided by spiritual master. So in this way, the spiritual master, following spiritual master means following the intention of Krishna. And Gita also gives the prescription to follow the intention of Krishna. There are many prescriptions of to attain spiritual realization, karma yoga, ashtanga yoga, jnana yoga, but the intention of Gita, bhakti yoga. Therefore, in every chapter, Lord Krishna introduced bhakti yoga. Second chapter, he says, tani sarvani samyamya yukta asita matpara vasehi yasya indriyani tasya prajna pratishthita. When he says about sense control, at the end he says, engage your senses in me. And that is your sense control. So introduce bhakti here. 3.30 he says, mai sarvani karmani sanyasa adhyatma chetasa nirasya nirmama bhutta yudhasya vigata jara. Mai sarvani karmani. Dedicate all your karma unto me. This is the third chapter. Fourth chapter says, janma karma chame divyam evam eveti tattvata. Who understand my janma and karma with divinity, they can enter into my spiritual world. In this all chapter, he exactly establishes, introduces bhakti. At the end, he exactly reject all process. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam braja. Give up all process, just surrender unto me. This is the Krishna's intention. Therefore, there is many description in Gita. But the recommendation of Gita is bhakti. So Gita never recommends karma yoga, ashtanga yoga or other yoga, but only bhakti yoga. That is sarva dharman paritejya mam ekam saranam braja. And that is accepted by Arjuna also, paramadhama paramadham. Or that is accepted by Sanjay also. Yatra yogeshara krishna, yatra partha dhanurdhara. So the two persons who heard Gita, they accepted that Krishna's devotion is the only way of liberation from this material world. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srimad Bhagavata Mahapurana ki, Samaved Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki, Hare Krishna.